Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me is Gary White from the Sitka Economic Development Association, here to talk about Brewfest.
Good morning, Erin.
Thanks for coming in, Gary. So it is fast approaching, Alaska Day coming up this Friday, and with it, now the 8th annual Brewfest. All right, so Brewfest, what do we got coming up for this season?
Sure. So, you know, Brewfest started 8 years ago by the Sitka Historic Society, and it was such a great event that 2 years ago, that or 3 years ago, I was talking to Hal Spackman, who runs the organization, and he's like, "Yeah, we're not going to do it this year." And I was like, "Man, that was such a fun event! It's a great community gathering. Everybody after the parade has a spot they can stop and have a couple of beers, taste some different flavors mm-hmm. from around the state, and have some fun and catch up with their community members." So We picked it up. We're doing it again this year, so it's going to be kind of the same deal in front of the Centennial Hall mm-hmm. right after the parade between 2 and 5, and it's a family-friendly event. There's going to be food there, beer, some entertainment for the kids, and this year we're also trying to do a chili cook-off.
Okay, for a chili cook-off then, is like, do you have to sign up for that? Are you just going to show up with your crock pot?
No, you have to sign up. And I forget how many people we've got signed up, so you can be able to taste the chili, and then we'll have tickets that you can drop in a bucket for the one you think's the best, and then we have awards for that. So
fun!
Yeah, last year we did that, and we didn't have a lot of people, but we're hoping to have more this year and try to make this into a big event. I mean, my goal in the future would turn this into the International Chili Association cook-off rolls, because I've been to those around the nation, which is really fun. But this one's going to be kind of smaller, just, you know, local folks crafting whatever they think is good for chili.
Yeah, yeah. Dust off that old family recipe that they know is superior to all their neighbors and actually put it to the test.
Oh, yeah. I've already heard some bragging, and last year's champion is stating that he's going to win again this year. So
bold words.
Yeah.
Bold words. Oh, awesome. So, okay, you're still going out, grabbing food, and tasting the chili wonderments from your neighbors. For Brewfest, beer is the main central attraction here. We have our wonderful Harbor Mountain Brewing in Sitka. Besides those guys, what do we got for our libations on Friday?
Sure. So Harbor Mountain's just been great to work with. Last year they did a craft beer for us. This year they've got some beer on stock for us again. And they're also going to have some non-alcoholic types of refreshments mm-hmm. for folks. But we've got Alaska Brewery is going to participate. King Street Brewery, Matanuska Brewery, they have some really nice beer. Glacier Brew House, and RNDC is kind of bringing those, and RNDC is one of the local distributors. Mm-hmm. Midnight Sun's going to come, Denali Brewery, Odom's been helping with that, and then, of course, like we said, Harbor Mountain. So we're going to have a whole bunch of crafts. Some of the beers are, like, there's a Grizzly Coffee Brown. I've never had that.
Ooh.
Matanuska's bringing their Blueberry Seltzer. That's a really good beer. I've had that before. Or a seltzer. Mm-hmm. There's some ciders, there's some raspberry wheats, there's some Oktoberfest. So there's going to be a wide variety of different beers that you can sample.
Yeah, whatever your palate might prefer, you'll have opportunity for that. And so many just Alaska Brewing Company, different Alaska breweries.
Yeah.
Which is perfect for Alaska Day. It's a holiday that's not celebrated really anywhere else in the country, and might be even said not many other places even in the state. It's kind of a Sitka
absolutely
local quirk of a we always like a reason to get together, have a parade.
Yeah, and it's gonna be fun. We're gonna have a DJ playing. The Pipers are gonna stop by for a little bit, so it's generally a really fun event. And this year, knock on wood here, we're hoping that the weather, right now I've been checking the weather forecast for the past 10 days, and it looks like it's going to clear up a little bit in the afternoon. I don't know, folks that attended last year was
a little damp.
It was, yeah, I think we had 50 knot winds, and it was raining sideways, and I was like, oh no, Brewfest is going to be ruined. And then just watching, like, kids dancing in puddles in the pouring rain.
Oh, fun.
And, you know, parents standing there with, you know, sipping some beer and just having a lot of fun after the parade. Everybody's dressed up for the parade for out here. Mm-hmm. Anyways. And, I really enjoy the event, and I really enjoy watching people and coming in and have a fun time and catching up with their neighbors, especially after a long cruise ship season, right?
Right.
So this is kind of an ability for us to get our town back a little bit and just have a sick central event. You know, and speaking of the cruise ships, we've asked some of those companies to help sponsor this, you know, Royal Caribbean, Holland America, Princess Cruise Line, the Cruise Line Agency of Alaska, Cruise Line International Agency, they're all supporting us. We've got some local support from CMART, White's Pharmacy, SPC is going to support us, Arrowhead Transfer, Harbor Mountain Brewery, of course, the distributors I talked about are in DC and Odom. And then we also have CBC Construction. They help us out by putting up all the fencing and everything. And then Sitka Dock is also going to loan us some of their stuff to make sure that it's a good event going forward. So we're trying to bring that bridge over. Like, hey guys, we appreciate you being here this summer, but you know sometimes a little crowded, and so. Can you help us out by having this community event at the end of the year? And they've been gracious enough to do that.
Yeah. It'll be a crowded place, but it's crowded with your neighbors and your friends who, summer is such a busy time. I feel like everyone's just going left, right, sideways. And this is a nice chance of, the season's done, kind of get going back to normal.
Yep.
And you have a chance to catch up with your neighbors again.
Yeah. And then one of the other sponsors I forgot to mention is Alaska Airlines. And so they've donated two round-trip tickets to wherever Alaska Airlines flies. And so we're going to be auctioning those off, or a raffle. Mm-hmm. We have a raffle going, so if you want to buy one of those tickets, I talked to the winner that won last year, and they're planning a trip to Belize this year. So
Ooh. So
they're pretty happy and fun. So those tickets will be available at the event. They'll be available. Well, they're available now, and they're available until mid-December when we'll do our drawing.
Okay.
So folks have the ability to travel in the months that some of us want to, you know, get off the rock for a little bit.
Yes. Usually it's starting about this time. I feel like it's like Alaska Day and, you know, that whole celebration of like, yes, it's fun, our town's back. And now it's like, oh, and the weather is now.
Yeah. It's a little dark, a little rainy. It'd be nice to get off, get out of here for a little bit, get some sunshine,
exactly.
Get some vitamin D.
Yes. But what a great way to celebrate end of the summer season, reunite with your friends again, and just have a good time having some good beer and some good food. And I like that it's a family friendly event. I know when it started it was 21 and older only.
Yeah.
But this is like you were saying, everyone's, from grandma down to the little ones is all bundled up and ready to be outside and hang out for the day. So might as well keep that going.
Yeah. You know, the first year that we ran it, Cedar ran it, mm-hmm. I had it 21 and older, and I had a few moms and dads that came in and said, man, it would be great if we could just come in and, we want to have beer too.
Right.
And so we've set it up where we also rent the net shed. And so that's covered. If like last year, it was a godsend to have that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's kids events over there, bubbles and chalk and all that stuff. And so there's little seating around it. And so it kind of separates the two groups, the people that might want to get a little more rowdy and the people that just want to enjoy a beer and hang out. And so, it's a fun event. I'm looking forward to it this year. I'm really happy that the weather so far seems to be participating. And
And even what you said of like, even if it gets a little breezy out, that's not enough to stop a Sitkin from going out and having a good
100%.
Time. 100%. So all of this, like you were saying, this is a chance for the community just to have a good time together. It's also acting as a fundraiser for the Sitka Economic Development Association. So like, just in a nutshell, what kind of things is that fundraising money hopefully going towards?
Sure. So it's supporting our organization, and our organization is, we're trying to improve the quality of life of Sitkins here. You know, there's some things that obviously all of us know that are an issue. Housing stock and pricing are an issue. Mm-hmm. How can we work to get more housing online? How can we get higher density housing online, which adds more units? That's some of the stuff we work on. And I've been working on the ferry system for 16 years. That doesn't seem to be working, but trying to,
Hats off to you for the continued work.
Yeah, transportation type of stuff. We've dabbled into the child care stuff a little bit. We're just trying to figure out ways that we can, make sure that the folks live here, have a better quality of life, and how we can bring in more businesses and more attributes to the community that help build the economy, help put money in your pocket, help keep our costs down. So that's where most of the money's going.
That's excellent.
And then for folks that aren't aware, CEDA, or the SICK Economic Development Group, we also work with the city and borough to help develop the Gary Paxson Industrial Park. So we're working with the GPIP board and the assembly and city staff to help build our haul out there, which a little controversial right now. We're going to get some more information out in our next GPIP board meeting. And kind of move this project forward. It's going to be a good project for Sitka and for our commercial fishing fleet. So
excellent.
We've got our fingers in all kinds of different things.
Yeah, and a lot of things. But it's pretty great that the goal of CEDA being like just improve the overall quality of life for people living here, and to fundraise for that. You're having a good event that helps to both, you know, boost the quality of life. You're having these fun community oriented events where people can get together, hang out with their neighbors, try good Alaskan stuff, and just have a good time.
Yeah.
Perfect marriage of events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's generally a lot of fun, this event. And, you know, it's been in different locations, so we're thankful that we can have it at the Centennial Hall again this year. The main thing is having decent bathrooms for folks to use
while they're drinking beer makes a big difference.
Yep. And so, so hopefully folks come out and just want to stop by. It's $25 to get in.
Okay.
Kids are free. With your $25 entry, you get beer tickets to go out and try some of the different beers. I think the Football Booster Club is going to be there cooking some French fries for folks and helping them raise money to support their organization. And then we've got Juan's.
Juan's Cuban?
Yeah, Juan's Cuban, and Fresh Fish is going to be there. And so you'll have some different food options to be able to try and make sure you can put some nourishment in your stomach while you're putting in some libations at the same time.
Yes, it's an important balance. And when you've got those tasty options, that's pretty easy to do.
Yeah, and Sickle Swirls, I believe, is going to be there. So the kids can have ice cream and so they're not feeling left out, too.
Excellent. Fun treats for everybody.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, the 8th annual Brew Fest taking place this Friday, October 18th, right after the parade, 2 to 5 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall. So you're saying $25 for entry for those appreciating the libations. The kids are free. Awesome. Thank you for the Sitka Economic Development Association for keeping this fun time rolling. And Gary, thank you for coming in and sharing what we have coming up for.
Yeah, thanks. And thank you for bringing us on to tell our story.
Happy to do it. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.